Good evening, guys. Danita here from A Glance This Way, where we are creating room for the abundant life and purpose within. This is A Glance This Way Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is our first PM routine together. First, let me say that I hope that your day was stupendous. I hope it was tremendous and inspiring, enlightening. I hope you learned some stuff today. I hope you felt productive today. I'm just sending you all those well wishes. And around here, it is late, much later than it should be in terms of me being up. But yet, here I am. So this is our first PM routine. And our PM routine is part of our AM and PM, just our habits that we are developing as we are creating room for our abundant life. Our PM routine is just where we stop, we take a breath, we take a beat, right? We take a moment, maybe we step away from all the other stuff, social media, emails, text messages, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, even our kiddos and our spouses. We step away from the cleaning and all the stuff, right? And we just get in touch with ourselves, reflect on our day, take some time to be grateful, and then take some time to set up for tomorrow. This routine, your PM routine, is so incredibly important. It is how we set up success for the next day. So, I have a quote that I'd like to read you. It is one of my absolute favorite quotes. Actually, before we do the quote, I want to talk about our reflection questions. We're going to start with that. Reflecting is something that's really, really important. And it's something that that you have to practice. It has to become something that you actually work on, right? For many people, reflecting, truly reflecting, not just thinking back and like running over how something didn't go correctly, but actually reflecting effectively, where you're able to pull some things out and glean and grow, that is a skill. And I have some reflection questions that I've kind of adapted. I've adapted those from Dr. Maxwell. He offers these reflection questions, and I just thought they were so good, and I've grabbed them. So we're going to go over those now. And I hope you've gotten someplace kind of quiet. I've kind of been running my mouth for a couple minutes here just to give us all a moment to get somewhere quiet and maybe grab something to drink and grab a journal and a pen, maybe light a candle, and just take some time for yourself. And let's just look at these reflection questions. If you want to read them for yourself, they're on aglancethisway.com, which is our website, under the blog post, The Genius of Reflection. So there's a quote here that says, "We do not learn from experience. We learn from reflecting on experience," by John Dewey. He was an American philosopher, psychologist, and educator. When reflection is done right with forethought and sincerity, it gives us treasures of insight into our thinking, our mindset, our prejudices, our biases, character, weaknesses, strengths, just all of the things that we kind of need to check in with ourselves about. When we've reflected well, it brings us to that place. So our first thought of reflecting, we're going to kind of look at personal growth reflection questions. And I'll read the question. Feel free to pause this episode so that you can kind of think through it, maybe jot down some thoughts. So the first question is, what have I learned today that will help me grow? What have I learned today that will help me grow? Our second question, well, I want to talk about that first question a little bit. Today I learned specifically that planning, I already knew this, but I had a moment today of realizing all the more how important planning was. I'll just leave it at that. The second question, how can I apply this to my life? How can I apply what I learned to my life? And then where should I apply it? Where should I apply it? So those are our personal growth questions, our leadership questions. Did I lead by example today? I think I did. I think I led by example today. There are definitely areas for improvement. Did I lift my teammates and organization today? I'd say for the most part, I did have an incident today where I probably could have done a better job of lifting. And it's something that I'm happy to work on. If so, what did I do and how did I do it? How did I lift them? What did I do to lift them and how did I do that? How did I accomplish that? The next set of questions is on faith and family. Did I represent God well today? Did I live and think as a kingdom citizen today? Our next question is, did I communicate love to my family today? Did I communicate love to my family today? How did I show it? Did they feel it? And did they return it? Those are such good questions. That's important information. Because how did I do it? Did they feel it? Okay, well, what are some telltale signs? And did I give enough that they reflected it back to me? You know? That's true, because that's good, because people who have a full love tank reflect back love. People whose love tank is low, they absorb it because they need it. So did they return the love today? So this next section is called adding value. To whom did I add value today? How do I know that I added value? Can I follow up with this person and compound what has been added? I'm gonna say right there, my husband works in sales, and he always says, and he's learned, that the follow-up, the magic is in the follow-up. The results are in the follow-up. So I'm going to say that the answer should always be yes to that. Some kind of way, I should be able to follow up with someone that I was able to add value to. So inner circle is the next section. Have I spent enough time with my key players? What can I do to help them be more successful? How can I help them win even more? In what areas can I mentor them? That's a very good question. Because your key players doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, I don't believe in subordinates. I don't believe in I'm the boss and you're the peon. I'm the peon and you're the boss. I don't believe that the kingdom has hierarchies like that. I need you to lead in whatever area of gifting you're equipped with. I need to follow your lead in that. I need you to let me lead in my area of gifting. So, yes, we can all mentor one another in certain areas, is my point. Discoveries. This is our last section. What did I encounter today to which I need to give more thinking time? This is gold right here. Thinking time is important. So important. This is meditation, thinking, prayer. Just that time between you and God where you're saying, I need to give some more thought, some more time to be led, to hear, for the wisdom to come out of this knowledge and understanding that I have. So what did I encounter today to which I need to give more thinking time? Are there lessons to be learned? Are there things to be done? Amazing. Awesome. So those are our reflection questions. If you want the printable version of that, again, go to aglancesway.com. Type in the search engine, in the search box, The Genius of Reflection. You'll see the post. The questions are there. And at the bottom is a link to the printable version of these questions. This is our time, our reflection time. I really want to encourage you to use that reflection time. Use your reflection time to just dig in. Just take some time to look at our day. And as the quote earlier said, It isn't about learning from experience for experience sake. We have to reflect on that experience. Okay. So here's the next part of our PM routine. What can we do right now that will make tomorrow morning easier? My first thought was I can set up the coffee pot. I can set it up to make coffee. My God. Amen. What else can you do? What about setting out your clothes? This is really important. I think it's really important to go to bed knowing what you're going to wear the next day, so you don't get caught unawares with something that needed to be mended or accidentally had a stain on it, or you thought was ready and it wasn't ready, or in case you oversleep, or you know, you can also steal a couple extra minutes in the morning to do something maybe that you don't normally get a chance to do because you are running around trying to figure out what to wear. And you could solve that problem real easy the night before. So let's go ahead and take a second and pick out our clothes. Go ahead and check the weather so you know what the weather is tomorrow. Pick out your clothes so that tomorrow morning you can get dressed to shoes, dressed from head to toe. That's another really, it's a small thing, but it's an important thing. People who are successful, people who get a lot done, are people who get dressed to shoes. There's something about having shoes on your feet that tells you I'm getting stuff done right now. Not later, now. So go ahead and pick out your shoes. Go ahead and pick out your outfit. Pick out your jewelry. What are you wearing tomorrow? I've picked out what I'm wearing. I'm putting on a denim shirt and a cute skirt that I have had for a while that I just love because it has like this pretty coral and tan striped skirt and some flats. I bought some new gel insoles for my flats because I love my flats, but they're so incredibly flat. That's what I'm wearing tomorrow. I know what jewelry I'm wearing with that, and so I'm ready to go with my clothes. Everything's ready to go. What else can you do? What about packing your bag? If tomorrow is a day when you got to get out of the house, go ahead and get your bag together. Whatever you need to put in your purse and your bag to take with you. Don't forget any reports that you need to bring. Do you need to throw your extra charger in your purse? Do you need to bring your laptop with you? The charger to your tablet? Is there something that you need to drop off? You have some things to take to Goodwill, some stuff to take to the dry cleaners. Whatever you need to grab, go ahead and set it by the door. That is one less thing off your mind. It creates room for purpose. Well, we can just take these couple minutes right here, set that stuff aside, put it where it's going, so that we can have room in our brain. We're not trying to think about where our keys are because we've grabbed them or we put them where they belong. Anything else that you can do? Here's something that I do occasionally. I used to do it a lot more when my kids were younger, is I set the table for breakfast the night before. I know it sounds a little like that's a lot, but honestly, it doesn't take long to put out some bowls for cereal and some spoons. You know, to go ahead and set your teacups out and set up your teapot so that you can have toast and cereal and tea with your family in the morning, with your kiddos, with your husband. It is incredibly refreshing, and it feels doable because that part's already done. The table's already set. So it feels like when you get up and you're like, oh man, you know, breakfast doesn't have to be elaborate. Throw some granola in a bowl with some milk, throw some toast in the toaster, put some butter out on the table and some jelly, get some hot water going, put it in your teapot. Everybody has some hot tea, some buttered toast, and some cereal. Delicious. You know what I mean? Chop up an apple real quick and put it on the table. Everybody's nourished, fed. Spend some time just catching up with each other around the breakfast table, especially if you have busy evenings and dinner, you know, at the table might not necessarily be something you can get to. Breakfast is always another option. That table time is really really important for families. So set your table for breakfast. I'm telling you. It's exciting when you wake up in the morning and the breakfast table is set. Okay, so we've done everything that we can do to help get the day going, right? We get the next day going. We've accomplished those things. I want you to take a second right now to look at your calendar for tomorrow. What do you need to get done? Just glance at your calendar for tomorrow. Do not open your email. Do not open your email. Just look at your calendar so that you know what you got going on tomorrow. Okay? And then the last thing that we're going to do is is kind of just taking a moment of gratitude. Taking a moment to say, you know what? Here's what happened today, and I'm grateful that that has happened. I'm grateful that for this, this, and the third, I'm really happy about that. I'm going to leave you to do that on your own with this quote. Just to take some time to be grateful, to express gratitude. It's really, really important. Gratitude puts things in perspective for us, especially people who are very detail-oriented, people who are productive in terms of, you know, you're looking to get things done. You have to kind of stop sometimes and just be grateful. So the quote, this is one of my favorite quotes by Waldo Ralph Emerson. It is so incredibly, what's the word? It is, it's life-giving to me. It reduces my levels of stress tremendously, this quote. And the quote is, "Finish each day and be done with it. You have done what you could. Some blunders and absurdities no doubt crept in. Forget them as soon as you can. Tomorrow is a new day. You shall begin it serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with your old nonsense." I love that quote. I love it. You're done with the day, then be done with it. It reminds me so much of Matthew chapter 6. Don't worry about tomorrow. Today has got enough going on. Don't concern yourself with another moment. Be in the moment that you're in. And don't worry. Don't worry, because your Father knows what you need. I love it. Tomorrow's a new day. And if you can forget, oh my God, if you can forget the blunders and the absurdities that crept in, if you can forget them ASAP, and if you can finish this day and be done with it, then tomorrow you will begin the day serenely and with too high a spirit to be encumbered with yesterday's nonsense. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, guys, I love the poem. I love the quote. I love you. So that is our PM routine. I'm getting ready to paint my fingernails. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight on A Glance This Way Radio for our PM routine. I hope that you enjoyed it. Take a minute and, you know, maybe put on a little extra body spray before you go to bed. Maybe light a candle. Maybe, you know, do a lip exfoliation. That's really easy to do too. To create a lip scrub, so you just get yourself some sugar and some oil. That's all you need. A little bit of sugar and some oil in a jar. You can add something to it, you know, to kind of make it smell good if you want to, some essential oil or anything like that. Just take a little bit of it, rub it on your lips, scrub away and exfoliate any dead skin. It helps to moisturize and exfoliate. Keep your lips nice and supple, as it were. So just take some time tonight for yourself, guys. I love you so, so, so much. Thank you for joining me with this moment to just shut out the world and to get back in touch with ourselves, reflect, prepare for tomorrow, and create more room for the abundant life and purpose within. Okay, love you. Talk to you real, real soon. Bye-bye.